Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. About a week ago, I told you I'd let you know how the men's retreat went here at my place. We had a great time, and I can't figure out how to explain how it went. It was powerful, it was life-changing, it was moving, it was emotional, it was vulnerable. And I don't know how to tell a story that captures how well this retreat went and what it felt like until today. I met a guy for lunch who I met out in California a while back, and we had so much in common. He said next time he's in Colorado, we should have lunch. And so we met today, and we went downtown to Fort Collins, and we had a meal together, and we spent about 3 hours in this restaurant. And what that felt like at lunch today was what it felt like at the retreat for me and everybody else there. And it's fresh in my mind, and I thought I would tell you about that, because this answers the question, how did the retreat go? And it felt like you were with your tribe. It feels like you're with somebody who totally gets you. Today at lunch, this guy's name is Brad. He's a leader with the Men's Leadership Alliance out of Boulder. It's like he could read my mind. It's like we share the same thoughts. We share the same passions. We share the same fears and desires, and we have very similar dreams. And we don't hesitate to talk about anything, and we barely know each other. And this is how the retreat went. There was so much sharing, so much listening, so much giving, and there was so much openness, and there was just unabashed vulnerability. And yeah, there was crying too. And today at lunch, I found myself getting teary-eyed, which I never used to do, right? That's not manly. We don't cry. You know, we don't even let another guy see our tears well up if we feel something emotionally. Today at lunch, we were talking so deeply about something we care about, helping men, getting involved in relationships and improving marriages and helping men discover who they are and why they are. And I was telling a story about something that I believed in when it comes to horses and using those as an analogy. And Brad just took his glasses off and he leaned across the table and he looked at me right in the eye and he said, that right there, what you said right there, that was powerful. I got that. I felt that. Don't lose what you just said there. That's important. That seems like a really small thing, but I'll tell you what, there's nothing like being seen and heard and understood by someone who gets you, who wants to encourage you and support you and inspire you, and who will receive it back from you when you're ready to give it to him. And so this lunch was my mini retreat. It was a two-guy men's retreat over burritos. And that's how the men's retreat went here. It was fantastic. Even when we got to happy hour, we were still giving. Men were still supporting, still encouraging. And by the time everyone left the next day, there was the feeling of brotherhood, of having been with your tribe and having been seen and having been heard and understood like nobody can understand you. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have women in our lives who can do that for us? Well, that's part of what I do. My focus is on relationships. First, your relationship with yourself and finding out how to use that to lead the relationship with your woman. Do you want to be seen and heard and understood by other men? Do you want it with women? There's a way to get there, and I want to help you with that. But for today, I just want you to know it's possible, it's important, and it'll make you cry when you're ready for it. No shame, no guts, no glory. Thanks for watching. I hope to see you at the next retreat, which I'll be announcing soon in the month of June. And have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.